Your website is Tallahassee350.org, and that is affiliated with a much larger group. Tell us about that.
A stable climate is considered to be about 350 parts per million of carbon dioxide, and globally we've now crossed 400 and we're climbing. So that's why the International Climate Change Group is called 350.org. Let's get the climate back down to 350 parts per million of CO2.
You created this test for lawmakers and state agency heads to either sign or to choose not to sign. Tell us about the test.
Well, the test is just a very clear litmus test to find out each elected official's position. Are they a denier or are they an affirmer? We actually had to come up with the name affirmer because nobody had ever thought what's the opposite of denier. But affirmer is one that recognizes that climate change is real and is now primarily caused by human activity, and that we must immediately and aggressively try to mitigate its consequences. And so this is just an explicit test given to every member so the voters and public can see what's the position of these elected officials.
The test is on the website. It's short. It pushes a path toward using renewable energy. What do you hope to accomplish by sending out this test?
Clarity. So voters, so the press, we can see where our elected officials stand on this critical issue. I mean, every elected official has by now got an opinion on where they stand on climate change, but they won't come out with whether they're a denier or an affirmer, because it's nice to hide behind ambiguity. We need to cut out the ambiguity, get it crystal clear, because this is the issue of our lifetime.
You've been sending out this test for a few weeks now, and you're planning to release the results next week on your website. Then what?
People can take it from here and ask their own elected officials or Congress or the presidential candidates. This was my one project. Maybe I'll do something and expand it. But there's so many actions and so many issues, and to me this was the one most important. The rest will fall into place. So I'm done. Told them if they don't answer, they're a denier, but I'm glad to change them to an affirmer. All they got to do is respond.
You were one of the central figures in a story last year about Governor Rick Scott's unofficial ban on the words climate change and global warming. Employees say those words were not supposed to be used in official documents, that sort of thing. You worked at the Department of Environmental Protection at that time. What was your job there?
I was the coordinator for all state lands management plans, so that included state parks and wildlife areas and everything.
So you used the words climate change, and you talked about it in a conference call. Do you feel like you brought your personal opinion into it?
Well, the conference call, the subject was sea level rise, and it was on the agenda. And so what I did primarily was jot down the various reports by various agencies about sea level rise and reported that back to my managers at DEP. Now, I did express some personal opinion. And maybe I got carried away because obviously I'm passionate about it, and I didn't know there was a ban.
Have you ever at any point thought this isn't worth it?
Oh, no. This issue is so worth it. Now, have I gone through challenges trying to do this? Sure. This last year has been very challenging for me when I didn't think I had a job. It's been a tough year. But I have a granddaughter. I want her future to be a good one. I don't want it to get worse. I want to turn this around. There's no more important issue to the future of the planet. And so, yes, this is totally worth it. Every bit of energy that I can give to trying to change it is worth it.
Thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.